7:41 at AM 930 WEOL. It is Wahoo Week here at WEOL. We send Tim Alcorn out to Goodyear, Arizona. He meets up with all the players, coaches, and folks from the Indians. And he's out there this morning chatting it up, getting ready for another... what is it? I'm looking 4 weeks. Am I right? 4 weeks from today is opening day. Does anybody want to give me a...
Maybe Curtis Danberg can answer that question.
That is correct. In right. Seattle.
Will you hear the voice of Curtis Danberg? Now, I said earlier this morning you were on the three-day DL as far as talking.
Yeah.
Now, you were roaming around the facility.
First time in my career.
I mean, you had nothing. You had absolutely nothing.
Yeah, luckily, you know, a few of us got hit with this upper respiratory flu bug, but not like what's happening in the Dodgers camp. It's hit. They have 25 players and staff out currently.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so we're playing them today. So hopefully, you know.
Don't shake hands.
Yeah, exactly. Stay away from the Dodgers side. Yeah, just wave across the diamond.
Man, well, I have to say, kudos to you because you've been working. You just haven't been doing a lot of interviews. You've been running around and kind of croaking your way through some directions and so forth.
You guys do this. I mean, this is your business, and I know everybody goes through it at least once or twice a year. And no, you just got to battle through it, and it's been a fun week.
It has been. Always a fun week as Wahoo Week continues for yet another year here in Goodyear, Arizona. You know, you and I shared some breakfast yesterday at the infamous Black Bear Diner.
It's always a highlight.
But I was telling you and Rosie that as I sit here and do interviews, I try to ask questions that I think people back in Lorain County are thinking to themselves as they're driving into work or listening while they're having breakfast or whatever the case may be. And I'm sure fans are thinking, what's happening at the ballpark this year? What are some special promotional days? What are some things that might be a little bit different down at Progressive Field this year? And Curtis Danberg is the guy that can answer those questions.
You won't see a ton of differences. You know, we did so many drastic changes over the past couple of years. I've had so much success with that you're not going to see a lot of physical changes. We are extending the netting further, so the netting's going to go all the way to the end of the dugout, where before was the inside of the dugout. So that'll be one change for people, again, to protect. It's scary. You know, there was that issue at the end of the season in New York with the Yankees that I keep saying. I'm glad we're being more proactive than not reactive. That's one thing, but we're still going to be bringing out our local food and promotions. We've got 14 fireworks nights and 11 wow. Sugar Dollar Dogs and 17 pregame in the districts when you can get a $2 beer from 5 to 7 pregame, which is always fun. As Bobby D calls it, it's cargo short day, because you see a lot of people bringing cargo shorts.
That's pretty appropriate. I like that.
We're having a Terry Francona, promotions-wise, we're having a Terry Francona 1988 jersey, the year he played with the Indians. We're going to have a jersey 1988 style with the number 24 in the back. That was the number he wore.
That's awesome.
So it's kind of different. We're going to have a bunch of bobbleheads. Kluber, Carrasco, Miller, and Encarnacion are getting bobbles. We have a tote bag. We've got a plastic pint glass. We've got a snapback cap, beach towel. We're calling those summer essentials. So any promotion you can think of, but here's the key. Tickets go on sale, single-game tickets, on Tuesday, next Tuesday, March 6th at 10 a.m. Indians.com. But here's the deal. We keep increasing our season ticket base. So, once again, summer weekends, the lower bowl is pretty much gone.
Really?
Already
just
gone.
Just through season tickets.
And the reality is that we're going to know better, but there's a chance that opening day might be sold out even before general public tickets go on sale on Tuesday. So we'll have to wait and see about that, how the pre-sales go with season ticket holders. But the tip here is that if you want to get access to our tickets, especially those marquee promotions, marquee dates in the summer, make sure you get your tickets ASAP beginning on Tuesday.
And all the promotional dates are up on Indians.com.
Yeah, Indians.com/promos.
Anything happening with Jim Thome with the Hall of Fame? Anything special down
the ballpark? August 18th, we're going to do a jersey giveaway in honor of Jim. We'll have a pregame recognition of him getting into Cooperstown, and the jersey is going to have the Cooperstown Hall of Fame patch on it. And,
nice.
End of July, he'll be inducted as an Indian into Cooperstown, so it's going to be pretty special.
For the guys who were around this organization when Jim Thome played here, and we were talking yesterday about the longevity of Indians employees. This is really an organization that keeps people around for a long time.
It's a family.
Yeah. How special is that to see Jimmy going in?
I can't even put it into words. And for a lot of us, and me personally, I mean, Jimmy was like my favorite player when I was a fan at Bowling Green back in the day. But, you know, so a hero that I had, but to get to know him as a person, you know, sometimes you get to know your idols and people that you're fans of, and it's like, ooh, Jimmy's complete. What you see is who he's all about, and it can't happen to a better person. He is so humbled by this experience. He just spent Monday, he did an orientation at Cooperstown, and he got to see, they showed him exactly where his plaque's going to be, and I was talking to Anthony Castorance, was there covering it, and said that he got really choked up, and it was a pretty cool moment to see that in person. So, you know, he's humbled. He can't wait for the opportunity, and I think the key is he's going to enjoy celebrating with the fans of Cleveland on August 18th.
How many members of the organization are heading to Cooperstown?
We're working through all that planning. It's going to be a pretty big group. It's the interesting thing with this year is there's six inductees. Now, for those that haven't been in Cooperstown, New York, it's not a big town.
Right.
And you've got six guys being inducted. So the Hall of Fame induction might last 6 hours in the heat of the summer in New York. So it's going to be interesting. And there's no sunshade. There's like a sunshade for like the inductees, but everybody else, you're on your own. So we're going to have to bring some umbrellas. But I can't look, you know, forward to that day anymore. It's going to be pretty cool.
That's awesome. Again, we're talking with Curtis Danberg, joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Greg, Bruce, back at the radio station, before we let Curtis scoot, anything that you want to chime in or ask Mr. Danberg about?
Absolutely. I wanted to know, when was it, reports have that Red Gerard's going to throw out first pitch at the opening day. When something like that happens, are you sitting there waiting to think, who are we going to get? And then all of a sudden there's like a quick text among people going, get that guy.
Yeah, I mean, we were in discussion. You're always waiting for a theme or something to pop. And we haven't formally announced it, but obviously Red's been out there, and it's very likely that that's going to happen. We want to wait closer to opening day when we get all the rest of the festivities set. But pretty neat to have somebody, you know, a local hero, the first American to win a gold medal at this year's Winter Olympics. But to have those Rocky River roots, and it was so much fun watching the local news with all the watch parties. It was right there in Rocky River. I live in Fairview Park, so
right.
To be that close to it and have a lot of our friends that know the family is pretty special.
Before we let you go, stupendous offseason for Curtis Danberg as far as fantasy camp is concerned. Now, you got to tell our listeners about this.
Well, I've heard Bobby D, for the 23 years of my time here with the Indians, I've heard Bobby D talk about fantasy camp. My dad was a van driver. We sent him as a retired teacher, and I've heard how great fantasy camp is. And I was like, well, expectations were pretty high, but they exceeded them. It was unbelievable. To being an Indians fan like I am, that was a bucket list item to do that with my – we did it in honor of my dad's 70th birthday, and my brother was there, and we had some family friends, and it was a fairy tale all week long. To be with guys that I worked with the alums, with meeting new friends that are all these campers, and campers that have been doing this for 22 years, boggles my mind how they do that day in and day out. We played 9 games in 5 days. I didn't do that when I was 12. And you can't prepare for that, being a 43-year-old body. So I had some hamstring tightness early on, but I battled through, no major injuries, but we went 8-0.
That's awesome.
Won the championship on a walk-off win. My coaches were Paul Shuey and Steve Carsey. Our team name was Chop Shuey.
Love it.
And it was absolutely remarkable. I can't even put into words how special a week it was.
The six-pack, correct?
The six-pack. We had six players on our team, and our team came together as a group. We have one guy, Mike Burns, who even created his own bobblehead holding a champagne bottle.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, congrats on that, man.
Thank you very much. Hey, it was fun.
Well, yeah, let's do a fist bump there. I'm still leery of the handshake now.
Great having you out this week. Good luck with high school hoops. Go Warriors.
Yeah,
Fairview Clearview.
Friday
night. Here we go.
Curtis Danberg joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona. Again, a reminder, tickets go on sale Tuesday. All right. A lot more to come. Stay with us. Wahoo Week on WEOL.